Hey everybody, and welcome back to episode 3 of the Souls and Flower podcast. Sorry for a little bit of delay between, putting out the last two podcasts, but I had some major tests I had to study for, and I finally ordered a new headset, which you are listening to now, and I think it does a damn good job. But anyway, so I was gonna jump right in and talk about a few topics that are finally decided to simmer down. Extension of Real ID from the in-game to mandatory use on the new forum system that would be implemented with StarCraft II and the subsequent uproar. It got to the point where everyone was talking about this so much. It was spamming my Twitter list. It was all over all the blogs that I read, all over all the gadgets, that I got so sick and tired of hearing anything about Real ID that I wanted to punch babies. Like, seriously, get me a baby, I would have punched it right then and there. And I ignored it. I really did. I decided, okay, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to read about it. I'm not going to discuss my thoughts on it until it's all over, until Blizzard finally reverses their decision. Because I knew that was going to be the eventual outcome. They would either have to reduce it, minimize it, or make it opt-in. Because if they continued on the route that they were going, all hell was going to break loose. But where I started on it was this. This was only going to be used for the forums. Okay? This wasn't in-game. This wasn't mandatory for you to be able to play World of Warcraft. This was not mandatory that you go and you tell everyone your real name. This was only going to be on the new forums, so it would not be retroactive. It doesn't matter if you've posted stuff in the past, you would still be, protected. This was only going to be for new posts on the forums. So it's that right there that makes it opt-in. Because you have to go and you have to approve the account, and you have to go and you have to make a post, and you have to verify your age, and then you have to approve the post. So I think this would give you a lot of time to sit there and think, do I really want to put my information out there? So I think people were blowing this up way out of proportion because I heard people talking about this was going to be retroactive. It didn't matter if you posted on the forums or not. It was going to have the list of everyone that played, and then you could find their names, and you could link them to their characters. And it's amazing how fast false information rushes through the collective, mindset. How people latch onto something and then decide this is evil, this is bad. I'm never, So I was in the, I know that Blizzard's going to reverse it, but I honestly don't think it's that bad of an idea. And I think that also stems from a deep-seated hatred for forums and all things forum. I think the anonymity that a forum provides allows people to be especially cruel and especially vindictive, and not in they something that they would never do in real life, or sometimes even in game. People sit there and they think, okay, this is a character, this I'm playing this character, I have a reputation on this server. Do I really want to be known as Riley the Ass Hat? Maybe I should watch what I say in trade, because there are several people on my server that this person is known by everyone to be a troll, to be a ninja, to be a general douchebag to hang around, and so nobody does hang around him. And this is the reputation that he has built on this one character, and also on another character. And so I think that people in game, they tend to view their identities, they hold them, a lot closer than they would as, Jack Bob Diddley 3512 on the forums. They can go and they can say whatever the hell they want, and the worst that could happen is they could have their username banned. So they're just gonna go and they're gonna make another one. So, I think that Blizzard also thought in their heads, in their tiny, weird, I don't know what kind of way, that this would help stomp down the trolls on the forums, because that's all forums are riddled with. And I don't think it really would have. I think it just would have been Bob Marley from Tennessee that was a total asshat. Well, you wouldn't know where he was from, but you would know his name. So I think people could also hide behind that. But I was happy to see that Blizzard went and they listened to this epic 50,000 post thread on their forums, and they decided to listen to what people were saying and to take into consideration what those people were saying and change the system to the way that people would accept it and embrace it and use it. And I'm happy that they did this, and I think it'll make it one, it's going to make it so that the player base feels like their opinion is valued more and that it will really change something. And then I also think that it's going to help Blizzard understand what we want and what we expect from them and where we see the future of this game going. And I think I think that's a real good summary from, where I stand or how I think. It was kind of a good idea, but I could see how it could get messy to where the players were in the misconstrued data that was all over the place to where Blizzard landed. And Blizzard looks like a hero in this situation. They look like they went and they implemented something. They saw that their players were upset with it, and they went and they changed it within the week, within the work week, within 5 days. They implemented. They saw a 50,000 post thread, and then they changed it. I mean, they are on the ball, and they know exactly how to deal with this situation. And I think they have got one of the greatest, one of the greatest spin machines ever. Because they made themselves look like the hero in this situation. And so all for Blizzard and all for those 50,000 people that posted, because honestly, you really pissed me off because I was tired of hearing about it. And now I am very glad that it's all over. So, if you have any questions or comments, please email me at gnome.riley@gmail.com and head over to the blog. I post on it sometimes, but more often I will try to do a podcast at soulsinflowers.wordpress.com. Thanks and have a great day.